This is For the Record.
Blog Talk Radio.
We'll be fucking up.
Dre. This that nigga head. Love. That go to fans.
Bow, bow.
Make them blink up. Bow, bow.
Blink his ass.
Bow, bow.
Make them blink up. Bow.
The most. This is the Red Spotlight, but I am filling in for the Miss Red. She had to go and it was an emergency, so I'm definitely wish everything good for her right now, and I'm definitely stepping in. There was no way we was going to miss this interview right here. Shout out to the plug. If you know, you know. A very sweet lady plug this up for me. This is not a regular interview. It is not an independent artist unless he has a hit and talent. Well, we're going to get there. We definitely going to ask him that. If you're listening right now, the number is 929-477-2425. Just to let you know, it is the Red Spotlight, and we definitely going to put a spotlight on this guy right here. He has a history. He is definitely a great actor. I'm going to let him introduce himself to the world tonight. We on For the Record Radio, and it's about to go down. Let
For the Record Radio,
you
how you doing?
Holy shit, he came on. All right, I'm in. There he is. Let the world know who you are, where you from, and what you do.
First, it's a pleasure to be on. I appreciate the invite. Tobias Amon, actor, model, voiceover, brand ambassador, stunt person. I do a little everything, my brother. So definitely a pleasure to be here.
Definitely, definitely. And I'm proud to even be the one to interview you. You know, she's definitely going to hit you up later and speak to you. She told me to let you know. She apologizes, but she definitely has to do what she got to do, and I definitely respect it. But, you know, we might have you around again. Who knows? Let's see how this goes. So let me ask you a question, Mr. Amon. My first question to you is, and I've been writing questions down for like the last 5 minutes. When did you know this is what you wanted to do as a grown man?
I've been in the business now for about 6 years, but the funny part about it is I never really thought about acting as, you know, definitely being my path. I always knew that I wanted to be in the modeling game, and my sister, she's a very successful actress, model. She's been in the game for a minute. She's been working with Serena and a bunch of other people, you know, so I've always been very proud of everything she was doing. Had a conversation one day, and I just told her I was just very proud of all she's doing and kind of living vicariously through her. you know, and I told her that I always wanted to model. But, of course, at the time, I was going to Howard. I was working full-time, you know. So it was something that, you know, I thought it was one of them dreams that I would never really tap into. Long story short, she didn't tell me what she did, but she took a bunch of my photos and she submitted it because her, actually, talent agency, they were moving from Miami and opening up in Atlanta. So the talent agent, she was like, she definitely wants to meet you. Came in. She said, I love your look. I like your voice. She said, have you ever thought about acting? And I said, man, I have a big respect for actors. I know that it's a grind, you know, script. It's a lot of pressure. You know, she said, but you know what? I think that you definitely have the look I'm looking for. Take some classes. Let me know what you think. I mean, it was a wrap. I fell in love instantly. I can't even put into words the feeling that you have when you're on set. You know, you can be on set 18, 20 hours, but at the same time, you're still mesmerized when you're able to sit in that premiere. You've seen the film play out because you don't know how it's going to be put together. You know, you don't know the green screen. You know how the sound is going to come together. You don't know what they're going to edit. And it's just magical how they're actually really able to bring it all together as one.
Wow, creation, huh? The way it happens right in front of your eyes, huh?
Absolutely.
And the way they just put it all together, that must be an amazing feeling. My next question to you is on the line is, what was the very first gig that made you feel like you went to the room and you were by yourself, nobody was looking, you were like, yes! You know, that year, that fist bump. You know what I mean? Which one was it?
I think my number one that I'll never forget, you know, and I'm actually, of course, representing Brooklyn, Bed-Stuy. I'm in ATL right now, but, you know, free for all day. My first opportunity was a voiceover project. Actually, Kaiser, they had a voiceover, and they were looking for someone that had a certain voice, but they wanted them to have a British accent. So I was like, man, I don't know. I'll play around with it. I said, but I want to see if I can kind of put it out there. And, you know, I just sent an audition. I was like, look, you never know unless you try. I'll put it out there. And they got back to me right away. And they was like, oh, we want you to fly here. We want you to come and audition the person. So when I got there, it was a little taxing, you know, because they actually had two brothers actually were British. One was a Caucasian and one was African-American brother, you know, so they had the authentic accent. What came in, and I guess it was the baritone or this the actual feel of the voice they were looking for, but I booked it. And I mean, and I was elated because the first one I came in, I'm like, yo, this is my first gig. I ain't trying to look green, but man, just the feeling to be in a sound booth and just the it's a whole different world, you know. But when you're able to really tap in and you're able to know what your gift is to give to the world and to have that confidence. And that's one of the things I tell actors all the time, man. You actually really have to be in a certain mindset because whatever you're feeling is what's going to illustrate in your voice, you know, or your presentation or how you come on stage. You got to believe that you're supposed to be in the room and make them remember your name.
Message, whoever is listening right now, he just dropped a major, major gem, and I could apply that to all the independent artists. Confidence is everything. Arrogance is too far. You gotta balance, y'all. Balance it out. You can own the room by just walking in and not even saying a word. Your energy will speak. Mr. Armand, I have a question for you. What's your favorite type of music? What gender?
Oh man, come on now, Brooke. I gotta. Hip hop, definitely. My pops is from the Virgin Islands, so you know I grew up on reggae too. But one of the things I'm very versatile when it comes to music. You know, if it's a quality, so I love jazz, I love hip hop, I love reggae, but my first love is always hip hop. You know, that's definitely where my heart is.
Do you remember that first song that made you love hip hop back in the day?
Oh man, it's so many, but I'm thinking like Rob
that
Bass.
One,
it's so many.
Oh, that
classics,
Rob Bass.
Man.
Ooh.
Yo,
I remember
you
when
already
that
know.
Out. Wow. The Bronx was lit that year. I ain't even gonna lie.
Yo.
My aunties, my mom, everybody was going crazy.
Definitely. You already know it. You know, New York, definitely, we actually put that we broke the mold, you know, and put that out there. And being able to see so many different other people, being able to kind of put their own spin, introduce them. Of course, like the South, you know, it was for a minute for them to really break in, but you have some amazing artists in the South as well, you know, doing their thing and collaborating. And, you know, I definitely applaud you for giving a platform and a spotlight and, you know, being able to drop the wisdom on a lot of cats that's coming out and, you know, just starting out, because all it takes is that one opportunity, you know. And one of the things that I advocate is that you can't sit and wait for opportunities to come to you. You got to create them, you know. And that's one of the things I've done throughout my career, is I always try to find ways to make myself marketable. I try to find ways to make yourself memorable. And what do you bring to the table? Because you're always going to have a lot of other talent that's going to be in the room. But you got to find something that's going to set yourself apart.
He's just dropping gem after gem. Y'all might as well just get a pen and pad, because we got about 50 more minutes. Yo, you hitting it right on the head. Right on the head. This is what I was talking about. This is going to be easy. This hour's about to blow by. Callers, do not hang up. I see you there. Don't hang up, because you know I got to play some music. And I got somebody from Astoria, Queens, the actual spot where a lot of hip-hop artists came out of also, that I'm definitely going to spin. Shout out to Polo Shaq. If you're listening on the link and you want to speak to Mr. Ahmad himself, all you got to do is call that number, 929-477-2425. This is where the independent artist matters the most. I'm going to ask you what you think about this song when it's done. You ready?
All right, I'm ready.
All right, let's go. He's going to be honest, y'all. Watch it now. Let's get it.
The station with the
best music.
Best music.
I love the music.
It's Polo Shaq. You know, if I'm on the radio, I'm locked in with Fly Gaza. And this one is approved. And that's for the record. Yaya.
In your face. All over the place.
We're online 24/7.
You're listening to the hottest internet station.
Yeah, you already know what it is, man. It's your boy Polo Shaq, and this one right here is called Big AQ, featuring Restell's Infinity. Stay locked in the Monstar Radio. Nah, I'm lying, that's back then. This one right here is called For the Record Radio, and this Fly Guys are approved.
In the mix. In the mix.
Hi, this is Britney Spears.
It's what up, this Jay-Z.
This is Jennifer Lopez.
The mix.
With the hottest DJ.
Potters on stepping it. This is HQ, fully flexing it. Shorty on my body and she getting all affectionate. On my whole squad, told Shamika that I'm next to it. Came from Astoria, name from Astoria. Why you think my chain say Astoria? HQ, Bloomingdale, dripping with the Macy. In the booth, cooking like Holy on AC. Middle course, either playing dice or we balls. Tournaments where you could catch rings like joy. You can call me Polo, I'm the one that make the phones play. Eight magazines, probably next time on the fourth floor. Guess the what? Guess who gets the copy on his bullshit? Like chasing a deal, I'm on my hood shit. Conflict, probably stepping in the girls or drugs shit. Big hoy, remember when I had all the thugs clubs? Play this on the radio, I'm different like radio. You wanna holler, gotta follow, nigga, here we go. Playing on expensive, I was on the benches. Came from Astoria, find me in the trenches.
Little automatic stills, I let them have it. 12 quarter
address. Shorter was my pops, I'm not a bastard. Mr. Make it happen, pull up to the spot and make it active. I relate to fashion, still it get you dropped like college classes. Hold on, Balenciaga runners, colors like molasses. Party Cardi glasses, chilling in the back, I need the backing. Me and ghetto rapping, flow, I probably join you always tapping. Yo, flex is cracking, when it come to bars, I've been a maxis. Hold on, never failed to stimmy cars, it look like taxes. In a different bracket, I don't just drip, I leave splashes. See the global patches, jeans with the rips, you know it's cracking. Got a bad happen when they see it's lit, I start blasting. Hold on, polo time to make a movie like we acting. But it's only action, we gon' win for life, I'll leave them scratching. And the boy that man is always mind your business, money stacking. And the boy that has me, they'll make you lose it before you have it.
Special guest tonight, Tobias Amon. Give it up for yourself, man. You know what I mean? Give it up for yourself. For real. Brooklyn is in the fucking building. This guy right here.
You already
I'ma
know.
I'm gonna let him talk his shit like we say around here. Talk your shit, young man. Give him your social media where they can go ahead and follow you right now.
Oh, make sure you follow me, Instagram, actor_TobiasArmand. That's TobiasArmand. Facebook, Twitter, definitely follow me. I'm doing some amazing things. I have a couple of projects in the works right now, some TV series, feature films. I just finished filming actually 2 weeks ago, and I have another project that's actually coming up. So definitely keeping the loop, you know, and it's one of the things, man, I have a passion. I'm going to be following you. You know, what you putting on with a lot of these artists, man. And I don't know who that was. Polo? That was fire.
Polo Shaq.
That was fire. That had
Polo
that,
Shaq.
Yo, it had that old school essence to it. Like, I felt a little Lox in there. I felt a little Kim in there. That was dope. That was dope. I definitely was rocking to that.
Definitely. Queens, New York, Astoria Project, very old Polo Shaq. He's doing a lot of great things. You know, there's a lot of independent artists here that I stand by, a lot of them. Matter of fact, let me say all of them, or they wouldn't even be in the log, to be totally honest with you. You know what I mean? They come from different walks of life. You know what I mean? Some good, some bad, and some on the right track, and some had to catch up. You know how that goes, man. Regular life shit.
Oh,
and but one thing we all have in common, we love what we do. That's including you. That's what we all have in common over here at For The Record. Whether you are an actor, whether you are an impersonator, whether you are a freestyler or you are a writer, all love what we do. And it's a pleasure to be here with you. I do have callers on the line, but I callers don't hang up. And if you're listening, call that number. I'm not even going to repeat it. Y'all know it. I say it all the time. My next question is, if you had a chance to go anywhere around the world and you were there right now, what food would you eat?
Oh, man. I would definitely have to say Italy. I lived there for about seven years. So, you know, the food, wow. the authenticity, just everything there, man. I would love some good lasagna, some pastas, all that. Oh, definitely. My first choice would definitely be Italy right now. I lived in Sardinia for about 7 years, man. So that's definitely one of my favorite spots.
Wow, that's fire, man. That's fire. So we're going to get to these callers. Callers, I see you. Don't hang up. Let's get to this first caller. Caller, who are you, where you from, and what you do? My special guest in the building. Let's see what it is.
Yo.
Yo. Yo. Oh, yep, we got a caller. Let them know who you are, where you from, and what you do.
Yes, sir. It's your boy, Benny Boy Rude, out of Bronx, New York, man. I rap, and I'm willing to network, and I'm, you know, always on the grind, man. Shout out Flock, man. He the GOAT, you heard?
What's about, brother? Nice to meet you, man.
So we live here with my special guest, Mr. Ahmad. He's an actor. He's in movies that you know, I know, and he's got a lot more coming up. He says, do you have any questions for my special guest here, Benny Boy Rude?
Yeah, definitely about the acting, because I did an acting film as well. One of my songs called Big Fish made a soundtrack in a, on a movie, and I actually acted in a movie as well.
That's a good
look. Google my name in the IMB, like my name, it would pop up under all the actors and stuff. I enjoyed acting when I did it. It turned to a music venture, then it turned to, you know, they actually said I had raw talent. But saying that, to turn it back to you, you know, what made you, you know, wanting to act? And the next question is, how do you get, you know, interactive with people on a higher scale on the acting scale? Because I know how to do the music scale, you know what I'm saying? I can handle that. But how do you kind of, you know, get interactive and get these people to want to even reach out to you? Because I only had that one person do that for me. But, you know, how do you, you know what I mean? I'm pretty sure it's a skill or, you know, some type of way y'all can network to these other actors and, you know, get them to be interested into your film or whatever, you know, or have them interested in you to do an acting role, you know what I mean?
No, I follow you, brother. One of the biggest things, man, is that you have to be able to show that you have that passion for it. And I tell people all the time, it's a process, you know, so you need to make sure that you have some professional headshots. You got to make sure that you're reaching out for acting classes. You know, there definitely is a thing of raw talent, but there's so many different other elements that you got to be able to bring to the table. You know, it's things like set etiquette. You know, there are times where people, they'll go on a project and, you know, if you step on set, you're on there with Angela Bassett and Forrest Whitaker, you know, and Ludacris, and you're trying to run up and get an autograph, that's not going to be a good look. You know, so you always have to make sure that you're listening, you're professional, you're on time, and you're taking things serious. Like, have a way that you're able to brand yourself, like your social media. You know, so whether you're an actor, music artist, model, you need to be able to have a separate page just dedicated to that and making sure that you're reaching out to these different groups, being attached to that. And I always tell people, no matter what your walk in life is, you need to attach yourself to people that are doing things that you want to do and where you want to be at, because you can learn a lot from them. You know, and one of the things that you always got to remember, regardless of what your look is, how you're able to kill a script, there's going to be a million other people that's just as hungry. You know, so you got to make sure you have everything in order. You have a professional resume. You have professional photos. It's a process. You got to definitely invest in yourself, and it's going to be able to really just illustrate to people, and they're going to be able to see it. So even, for example, when I've been actually with my talent agent now for about 7 years with Salah Talent, my agent actually watched me for about 3 months, and I had no idea. And I was actually on set one day. She walked up to me. She's Dominican, mad cool from Miami, you know, and we were talking. She approached me. She knew my name. She knew where the last 3-4 projects that I've been in. And she said, I've been watching you. She said, so one of the things that, you know, agents that they look for is how you present yourself. You got to remember, if you're coming and you're asking for an agency to represent you, first, they're going to be looking to see how you represent yourself, you know. So even if it's something to, you know, the way that you put yourself out there, way you interact with people, the positive messages you're putting out there, things like that, always see yourself as a brand and take that professionally. That's what catches people's attention.
That's great game. I appreciate that. That's dope.
Man, I'm telling you, if you're listening right now, I hope you got your pen and paper from the beginning. He's giving y'all game from experience, though. That's what these people need to understand. This is from experience. He ain't reading you no books, nothing. He actually went through it. But I definitely agree. There's a lot more business in acting and in the music. It's like it's a lot of more business than what you're actually doing. The fun part is being in the studio. I'm pretty sure for you, Mr. Ahmad, the fun part is actually doing the acting, right? But all the extra stuff you need so people to see you, that's where the work is at, y'all. You got to handle the business. The business.
Yeah, all those elements, man, it's important in the equation, all of them, because there's a difference between being able to kind of go and, you know, and you know, it's no shade to anybody, but, you know, between if you want to do something local, you know, like a local play, but if you want to do things on a certain scale, that's how you have to be able to present yourself. And actually, I'm actually going to be receiving an award next month. There is an industry mixer. I'm going to be on a panel with Chris Tucker and a couple of other actors and talent. I was actually on one last 2 months with Young Jock. And we was able to really give a lot of information to a lot of young artists coming out. And one of the biggest things is know your craft, study your craft. You know, whether it's Google, YouTube, asking different people, you need to be able to have your music ready. So say if you walk into a room and that right person is there, you got to be able to have that flash drive. You got to be able to have your social media information that you always got to stay ready so you don't have to get ready. And that's one of the things that they look for, man. So you want to make sure that you take your business and your dream and how you want it to be, take it seriously and be ready, man. There's a lot of things that people had to learn out the hard way. But one of the things I tell people all the time is that try to gain as much knowledge as possible so that they know, like, okay, he's been doing his homework. Be ready. Be on it. Let me give him a chance.
Right.
So
that's real talk, though. You better be prepared, y'all, because you never know who's listening. You never know who's watching. The internet tells it all because we all put it out there. Remember that. That's what this world is right now. So definitely be prepared of what's coming if you're grinding for it, definitely. Yo, Benny Boy Rule, before I let you go, let me ask you a question real quick. Do you happen to know this song?
Yeah.
I'm just saying, Brooklyn in the house, man, he laughed. He said, shit, I know that song. Hold on. Who knows the song?
Man, listen, man, it's a story behind that. I'm going to make it long and short. I better know that song, man. Shout out Jada Kiss, man. You know, Yonkers in the fucking building. Shout out Lil Steve, Junior Mafia in the motherfucking building, Brooklyn and all that. And, you know, it's a pleasure, man, how that happened. And to answer your question, it is called One More Chance, featuring Lil C, Biggie Smalls, the Benny Boys, One More Chance, dedication.
Let's go. Let's vibe out, y'all.
Yeah.
Salute, King.
What you say, huh? Yeah. Benny Boy shit. Bitch. Source for life. C's, what's up, nigga? Yeah.
Money Man, Fiona.
Lobster and crab, bubble bath, I rub on your ass. On any fat, money bad, let's blow us a tag. I see you posted up some pictures with niggas I laugh. Moving too fast with these dummies, don't hope that you crash. I'm the whole thing and the buddy, he just a little half. I'm all black to the boots, I'm looking like Shaft. Cougar giraffe on my back as I jump out the dash. I'm up in Brooklyn with a crook, I'm moving like Stab. Niggas big mad when I roll my zigzag. Stand only tipping pan to get a quick flash. But she want my dick bad, roll my shit like Six Flags. Call me McNabb, how I throw a trick pass. Cause a coke slap the pot and it cause a whiplash. Butt naked blues make a stripper strip fast. I got Klondike, China White, I got good flash. Are you fucking with this nigga, babe? You know it's shit trash, huh? Drippy, who you bagging with that line? What's your name? What's your sign? That nigga got a line, cause his car got declined. I'm shooting just like I'm shine. I'm from Rich and Porter time. That y'all food in the blender, that's a different sort of grind. Look, Kim, you like a dime, that's a different sort of fine. She gon' die at number 9 when I'm fucking from behind. Staying up in the pussy like LeBron in his prime. Little baby, I'm hard to find. You can't see me like you blind. Magic like I'm Don Juan. I'm a king, key a pawn. Shoot that nigga in the club, baby. I ain't King Von. I hit it, she throw it back like I'm playing ping pong. I'm beating up on my chest.
Like the nigga King Kong, sick of the same song of how so long. Thought he work his until I handle my biz, there I is. Benny Boy Rule from up top, my spot. The cell phone's been going non-stop.
I got that good love, girl, you didn't know. She's a Leo, Benny Boys. B.I.G. vibes. I got that good love.
Police with little C's. Luck is 30 G's, Mephemery is all I need. It's you by my side, holding me down, Only thing better than you is a toddler. Looking at you and that Prada, something proper. You get it from your mama, girl, you a problem. And I'm the one to solve it, when I be drilling it. Girl, you be killing them. Giving bitches gravestones. So I'ma get you the wedding ring with like 8 stones. Pussy wetter than the ocean. And I'ma get the speedboat. Cause you go crazy when you deep go. Hit her with the deep stroke.
Man, Benny Boy Rude. You already know BX always in the building. For the record radio, we here. You either tuned in or you motherfucking tuned out. Y'all know what it is. It's the Red Spotlight. I know y'all not used to this voice on a Sunday, but we here. I am your host tonight, Fly Gaza. We got my special guest, man, Mr. Ahmad himself, y'all. So, Ahmad, you still there?
I'm here, brother. I'm here.
All right. Back. So, my next question to you, before I get to that question, what you thought about Benny Boy Rule?
Yo, man, I like that energy. I like that he's appreciative of that opportunity, because it's one of the things I think people, they feel to realize how many people are hungry for that same moment. You know, so for you to be able to introduce your music and then also get a chance to kind of do the cameo and appearance and, you know, show them a little your acting chopping raw talent, man. That's amazing. So I like the fact you can definitely tell the fire, the energy that he has to his craft. So I mean, I definitely want to just tell that young brother, man, to keep killing it, keep going. Don't let anything distract you from your dream. If it's something that you want, you go after it. You make it happen.
Man, energy, that's what I'm talking about. Feel that shit when he said it, y'all. I felt it. Y'all got to feel it.
Yeah.
For the record, man. Real shit. He mean what he's saying. He ain't just talking. I can tell. I respect that. There's a lot of people that go places and they don't keep it as real as you keeping it right now, and I respect that about you. You know, giving these independent artists gems from a different view. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, we all know there's levels to this. And there's ways you do
it.
And me personally, I think is not how much you could do. It's really what you know and what you could bring to the table. You know what I mean? In any situation that you're in, like you were saying earlier. My next question to you is, what's your future looking like, bud? You know, you have made it this far,
man.
So far. With God's blessings, what's the next level for you, you see?
Man, you hit the nail on the head. That's definitely one of the things, just because God bless us, man. There's been so many doors that have opened, and I've definitely been humble and appreciative. And one of my biggest things, you know, and if anybody that truly knows me, is that humility goes a long way. You know, knowing just as fast as it can come, it could go. You know, I tell people all the time, they tend to think, where they meet you, the chapter that they walk in and meet you is where you've always been, and it's not the case. And I tell people all the time, I grind hard. I like nice things. But at the end of the day, I'm a very, very down-to-earth brother. Because, I mean, I'm from the projects in Brooklyn, Brevoort. So I don't care where my life takes me. You never forget where you begin. You know, so a lot of life experiences have brought me to where I'm at. So with the modeling, the acting, brand ambassador. I'm a philanthropist. I have a nonprofit 501c3 organization for cancer survivors. This is Tobias Ahmad Cancer Foundation. I also have my own insurance agency. It's a multi-line agency, and I'm licensed in 13 different states. So, and it's constantly growing. You know, so one of the things, man, is that I've always envisioned my dreams as my brand, and anything that represents me, I give it my all. You know, so I have a lot of other things in the pipeline that I'm looking to do, you know, so I want to just really just tell all my supporters, everybody's listening in, all the opportunities, the doors have opened, that I'm thankful, and I appreciate every moment, every ounce of support, and, you know, to keep on supporting, you know, and I always do my best to kind of to reach back and, you know, be able to give that same type of encouragement to the next cat coming up. So, you know, these independent artists that's out here, these new cats that's just actually really just giving it a chance and trusting the instinct, you do that. Because the industry, regardless of what facet that you come in at, it's one of the things where it's a dream that you have to believe in yourself when nobody else may not. You know, you might have your family, you might have your friends, you might have different people like, okay, yeah, that's a hobby. You know, when you're going to get a real job, when you're going to do this. But if you feel in your gut, if you wake up every morning and that's on your brain, that's something that you're feeling is a burning desire, never give that dream up, regardless of whatever you got to do. And I tell people, like, for a quick example, man, it's times I get approached all the time, like, man, I want to act. Like, what I got to do to get in the game? And I'm like, look, make sure that it's something that you want to do, and it's not because of the fact that you want to be in front of the camera, because it's a grind. There are times to where, you know, and actually just recently I went into, you know, acting full-time, but I was a compliance director for a long period of time, so I was still doing the full 9-to-5 and, you know, the acting model and doing everything else. There's times where I've been at work for 10, 11 hours, got off, had to travel 4 hours, get to set, be on set for 12 hours, sleep for 2 hours, turn around, drive 4 hours back, and then be at work all day long. So it's a lot of sacrifice. It's a lot of grind. There are times that there are going to be certain opportunities that may not be the what you would see as the biggest role, or might not be giving the most money. But what you got to think about is the opportunity that's behind that. You never know what door can open or who might see it and like, yo, who is that? You know what I mean? Let me put them on. Let me, how do I get in contact with them? So that's one thing I always say, man. If it's your dream, don't give it up. Keep fighting for it.
Man, you on cue today, boy. I tell you, for the record, y'all. For the record, that man spoke right to me. I swear, fuck the radio right now. You talk right to me directly, and I appreciate you because I needed to hear that. And I'm pretty sure there's people out there who definitely needed to hear that also. And then it's going to give them more motivation to do what they love to do. I'm definitely a big believer of if it's on your mind every day when you wake up, and it's something that you can't stop doing, it's because you love doing it. Doesn't matter what it is. It could be a basketball. If you go outside and play basketball every day since you were young, you have that possibility. You just got to give it your all. Give it your all. Like I was raised on. You either go hard or just go home. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. You know, I tell people, I mean, especially being, you know, being from New York, man, it's one of the things to where you definitely have to go hard. You know, it's one of those cities, man, that if you easily intimidated, you're not going to make it. You know, so you have to definitely go in knowing what you want and fighting for it. I'm telling you, all day long, man, every blood, sweat, tear that you can give, man, you give it your all, you know. So there's a lot of times to where, you know, you might get passed over. Like, for example, I talked to a young actor the other week, and he was telling me he's getting a little frustrated. He was like, man, they're not putting me on. They're overlooking me. And I was like, you have to be able to be in the right mindset. And one of the things I tell people is that you never know. You can come in, do an audition, and kill it. You can't take it personally because it may be a situation that either you might not have the right build for whatever the director has in mind or whatever it is that they're looking for. Because you got to think about the directors or music producers, they have a vision of how they want things to play out, you know. So when you come in, if you make that impression, you might not necessarily book that role, but they could consider you for something else. They could put your name in the room with somebody else, you know. So always being humble, always keeping an open mind, and know that certain situations, man, it could bring a big opportunity that you never even knew. You know, so I've definitely seen that big time. You know, I come in, it's like, oh, man, that's not really the role I wanted. But I came in, and it was like, man, you was on time. Your resume is on point. Your headshots are on point. And when I see you, I'm seeing these other actors, they're over in the corner, they got their cell phones out, they're distracted, but I see you studying, you paying attention. Yo, I'm gonna bump you up. I'm gonna bump you up to a lead role. Those things happen, but you gotta be ready when those opportunities come, man. So mindset is everything.
And that's a motherfucking fact right there. Like, honestly, right there, that's the key right there is how you take it. It's how you have the perception of your next move and be ready. Whatever steps up in front of you, gotta be ready. Always be prepared because you never know sometimes who you even talking to. You know, do we really know who we speaking to? Not really.
Absolutely.
So if we were kind, if everybody was kind and had that a little humbleness in them, this world would probably be a better place. You know? It'll probably be a better place, you know? And understand and piggyback, you know, for what you were just saying, definitely good energy. It's definitely the impression you give people. Impression to push anybody away if you give the wrong impression. Do you agree?
Oh, man, you're speaking big facts, bro. I've seen so many people get walked up set because they come in and have this certain arrogance or, you know, have this sense of entitlement. You have to be able to humble yourself because everybody's replaceable. You know, when you walking in, you got to be able to take direction. And I tell people all the time, the strongest leader has to be able to know how to follow. You know, so everything that comes across your mind, you don't have to vocalize it. You know, you take it. And you don't necessarily look at it as a loss, but a learning opportunity. You know, so there's just been many things that I've learned over the years, you know, not even just in the industry, but just as a man. You have to be able to know that everything happens for a reason, and it's not what happens to you, but what you do with that situation and that opportunity, man. So definitely.
Man, with that being said, I got a song from an artist from Brooklyn. You know, I'm staying on my Brooklyn shit right now because there's a lot of independent artists out there that definitely need to be heard tonight. He goes by the name of Ezel. I don't know what category to put him in. I'll let you. You know, I don't think he needs to be put in a box because he's very versatile. He got this song called Picasso. I'm going to let him paint this picture. Everybody, if you're listening right now, call in 929-477-2425. We live. It's a whole vibe that
Eddie's crazy tonight. I love it. Tell me you love me, could be my last night. If I meet you today, I need it by last night. Boom, boom, voodoo, voodoo. Right, funny, room, 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 room. Ah. They tell me you love me, could be my last night. If I meet you today, I need it by last night. Ah. Need it my last night. Packing my shop. Boom, boom, I zoom, I zoom. So I can pick a soul. And I can paint your soul like Picasso. Let me know. Oh, let me know. You let me, I ain't dry. I think why cry? Tempted to touch to the night time. No time for my type. I'll fight for your love like a my type. Let me, I ain't dry. I think why cry? Tempted to touch to the night time. No time with my type. Yeah, I know I'm shoot up the shy jive by for you. So I can pick a soul. I can paint your soul like Picasso, let me know. Ooh, I can pick a soul. I can paint it for you. Let me know, let me know. Baby, tell me you love me, so me stop asking it. You better show me you love me, girl, put your back in it. Cocky just beat, eat it, then I go fast in it. Put it in your mouth, pull it up, put it back in it. That pussy your point so you know I'm tapping it. You freaky, I know where you want. Put on the air while I'm grabbing your throat, all you want. You noodle leg, I hold you down by holding you up. Petey, you're my baby, me if you die, try. Tempted to talk to the night time. No time for my type, wine or my type. Fight for your love like a Mike type. Fight for your love like a... Like Ali, fight for your love.
Just for me, go me with ice in my car. Shut in the man, man, no skaki on. Easy. If you tell me you love me, could be my last night. If I meet you today, I need it by last night. Kun kun voodoo doo. Right on it, room, 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 room. Ah, if you tell me you love me like you did last night. If I meet you today, I need it by last night. Ah, need it my last night. Cocky mash up. Kun kun azoom azoom. I can pick a soul. Paint your soul like Picasso. Let me know you. I can pick a soul. I can paint it for you. Let me know. Let me know. Ooh,
yeah.
I can pick a soul. I can paint your soul like
Picasso. Yeah. For the record, radio. You know what? That's my man. You know what I mean? We about to go back to back. I want to show my special guest his versatility.
Hey, 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 hey.
Brooklyn, we here. Tune in, New York City. We
live. Calm down.
How you want to go outside? You're not even comfortable with what's on the outside.
Love, calm down. Ooh, I thought you love. How can I give you the world when you already got it all? We go and get it, girl, you know I've been taunting. When you look in your closet, have you look like a shopping mall? Give it to you like voodoo, voodoo. I dare do it, ooh. I feel your body calling for the outside. How can I give you the world when you already got it all? We go and get it, girl, you know I've been taunting. When you look in your closet, have you look like a shopping mall? Like voodoo, voodoo, I dare do it, ooh. I feel your body calling for the outside. And all I know, girl from the Philly strip, she's a queen, a fatiti, Candace, I'm a keto. She local like La Viva, living single in these streets. She looking like Queen Latifah, Miss Tuesday ballerina. Boss lady to a piece, she come with her own prenup. She old school, so she want more Craig. If you a slouch in her bed, it's high and by Felicia. Girl from the giddy up, and she get down like she Megan. You know, come giddy up, ain't hard for her to get it up. Got her own, she don't need it, you can't even get it up. Set it off, my baby Vivica, baby clean, money long and tall. You gotta sit it up. 5'4", so she already have it, level up, she don't want no average. And I give you the world, when you already got it all. We go and get it, girl, you know I've been taunting. When you look in your closet, have you look like a shopping mall? Give it to you like voodoo, voodoo. I dare do it, ooh. I feel your body calling for the outside. How can I give you the world? You already got it all. We go and get it, girl, you know I've been taunting. When you look in your closet, have it look like a shopping mall. Give it to you like voodoo, voodoo. I dare do it, ooh. I feel your body calling for the outside. Love, calm down. Got me taking your love downtown. 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 Got me taking your love up. Love, calm down. Ooh, I told you love. Calm down.
Man, let's get to it. Mr. Ahmad, what did you think about Ezell from Brooklyn, a great independent artist?
I'm telling you, man, you putting out some dope artists out here, man. That was fire. I was loving the vibe of that, man. That was a whole different feel from the first one that we heard, but it was definitely fire as well, man. I could see a lot of different people being able to tap in and vibe to that. I love that, you know. So it definitely has, like you said, it has a versatile feel. A lot of people almost got that the island feel to it, that little jazz in there, the hip hop. I love it. I love it, man. I'm telling you, when it comes to New Yorkers, man, some of the most
talented
people out there, man, we built differently. You know, so that's just evident, man. So to the artists that created that, man, amazing job. I'm loving that.
Man, and what's the best part? He's listening to you right now. So he heard that.
Oh, yes, man.
I love it. I love it. Man. Hey, yo, I can't lie, man. He's got a lot of talent. You know, he's still young. He's in the studio. He's performing out there. You know, he just, like, to be honest with you, for the record, the reason I do this is for people like yourself and other people's and certain type of cattle, how you say, calibers of the industry. Let's right. hear these people that nobody mm-hmm. know. You know what I'm saying? I want them to hear these independent artists that got these stories that are true, and it's where they come up from and where they've been. You know, yeah, we might kind of all have a similar story, but it's definitely different.
Yeah, everybody can bring something different to the table.
Definitely, definitely. So I see we have a caller. Let's see who it is. We never know who it is. We got 9 minutes. If you're listening right now, you now tuned into the Red Spotlight with your man, Fly Gaza. I know y'all not used to this tonight. I know y'all, I'm throwing y'all off, but we here with my special guest, Mr. Oman himself, and let's see who it is. Caller, who are you, where you from, and let the world know what you do.
Hey, Tobias. You know who this is?
I hear the voice. How you doing?
I'm doing good. Appreciate you being on For the Record. That's my dude, Flat Gonza.
Yes, much respect.
Everybody know me as Jeanette, CEO of Huge Big Star Records, Perfect Legacy Promotions, Bread Magazine, the whole nine yards. So, you know, definitely glad that you could be a part of it, and, you know, appreciate them having you on there. So we definitely, you know, like to extend the opportunities to independent artists trying to get their foot in the game. They hit us up. We could definitely filter them to be in more movies and be on more radio stations and more TV shows and, you know, stuff like that. We always like to extend opportunities for the independent artists and try to, you know, give words of wisdom to them that, you know, want to invest in themselves and want to take their talent seriously.
I couldn't agree more. That's...
Yeah.
Everybody needs to be able to have that inspiration and that motivation and kind of find out, you know, what footprints do they follow. You know, there's always different trailblazers and what inspired the next person. So I'm big on that. Any way that you can kind of reach back and inspire the next chapter, man, I'm all for it. So I love what you do, and I know you always working behind the scenes to promote and support and encourage. So continue doing your thing, and I'm very appreciative of the opportunity to come on, man. So I already got that down in my records, man. I'm gonna be tuning in and listening on the regular. These artists, man, are fire.
That's love.
You know what I mean? So yeah, I'm gonna have to follow these cats, man, and kind of just putting their names out there, man. It's just this talent is amazing.
Wow. Man, I appreciate that. That's what this is about, man. You know, it's a community. At the end of the day, we built a community of independent artists and people, period, all over the world. You know, it started with independent artists, and now look where we at now. We got Braveness in the building, both of y'all. And I appreciate really from the bottom of my heart that you guys are here. And it's a sense of, damn, they believe in me as much as I see what they're doing, and I believe in what they're doing. So salute to both of you. You heard?
I appreciate that, man.
Like
I said, we have a lot of respect.
My brother, Black, you know. Black,
yeah,
said, hey,
he
who
is
you
now.
Got for me? Who you want me to interview? I was like, yeah, I got some people for you. So I thought about Tobias and said, hey, I got the perfect person for you. So.
Oh, man, this is amazing.
She speaks very highly of you, man. So.
Oh, man. I love you for that. Yeah. Thank you so much. Word. I really don't know what to say after this. Y'all got me stuck. But what we going to do now, I got another independent artist from Brooklyn. This is called Spooky Hours. This guy is all over the internet right now. He's grinding. Shout out to his manager, Knack, New York City.
stand up. You already know what it is. We here. We live. This is For the Record. This is Carlito Black. I'm talking about if you like hip hop. Here we go.
King Flow.
From New York to France.
Why?
Shout out to DJ King Flow, aka the Mixtape Addict.
What you gonna know?
We're gonna do it like this.
La France just got Brooklyn. Let's go.
No time for the garbage and the bad rap. Started off good, Texas stats, young past that. Don't play like I'm a kid, just flow in. Not a class act, when black, the real question, can you match that? My rap skill was really birthed with the trap. And my team been supreme like Preem Prince the Fat Cat. No need for dice and balls, giving out head crack. No need for gimmicks, that's anybody I dead that. Black on demon time, it's about to get spooky. I'm horrific in the booth like Jason in his movies. Nightmare for white rappers, so be careful when you do dream. Turn the scene Halloween, I bet you hear a few screams. Pro 2 killer, but get away cause I'm too clean. Pro 2 killer, but get away cause I'm too clean. Turn the scene Halloween, I bet you hear a few screams. Pro 2 killer, but get away cause I'm too clean.
King Flow, Carlito Black, Mixtape Addict, encore une fois, connexion internationale. Yeah, let's go.
Last of the real rappers who active. Prove to the world on beats, I'm a savage. My flow been pulled like a hit of blue magic. Got in tune once, now look at you turn addict. I snap, they don't snap back, they be capping. I made classics, check my resume, it's accurate. On go, cause my drive good like an aqua. So don't get laughed up thinking you going past black up. Tired of rappers, front like they trappers. But really sell insurance in the birds, they some actors. DJ King flows out of the France, yeah I'm sanctioned. Under me, do you need a translation? Even in French, I could tell you one of the greatest. That I was getting spooky, things about to get dangerous. Under me, do you need a translation? Even in French, I could tell you one of the greatest. That I was getting spooky, things about to get dangerous.
King Flow, Carlito Black, les vraies connexions se passent, t'entends? Mixtape Addict once again.
Man, Brooklyn stand up a whole different way. All the way to France. A good collab with a producer out there from France, Carlito Black. Spooky Hours. We here with Mr. Ahmad. Brooklyn stand the fuck up. We here. Real talk.
You already know.
Man, I want to thank you for your time, your energy, and definitely the wisdom you put out on this wave today. Because this is going to be a great interview for people to listen to. And they're actually going to get something from another person's perspective on here on For the Record. We do have a caller. So let's get to this caller. It's the end of the night. I don't know who this could be. Let's see who it is. Caller, who are you? Where you from and what you do? We live.
Well, my name is Kay Swab, and I am a host of ATL on Fire, and I just want to give Tobias a crazy, crazy shout-out, and you as well. Love what y'all doing. Tobias, you rock, brother, you rock. But out here in ATL, originally from New York, and just grinding, and loving the grind.
Man, appreciate that. Definitely.
Definitely appreciate you, brother.
That's love. Man, plug up your station, man, so people from here can tune into your stuff. Go ahead.
All right. Well, I am actually on 6 different radio platforms right now. So I help a lot of artists, you know, spin music. So The Block 105, I'm on there. I'm on the radio about 10 to 11 hours a day. I'm also on the iHeart station, Diamond 100. Jesus, I'm on. I'm on so many, bro. This is crazy. The Live Wire Radio, that's every day. Hot 2100, I'm on there every day as well. And we rolling, y'all. There's just a lot going on, and you know, I definitely got an opportunity to interview Tobias on my TV show. So, you know, I got to salute
nice.
That gentleman. Yeah, he's making moves. So they can catch the TV show ATL on Fire on the Enterprise TV on Roku, on UMB Studios on Roku. I got a deal with Tubi, so we're uploading the content to Tubi as well. LaShore Network, I'm on there as well. Man, just making the world move in the palm of my hand, brothers.
Man, that's what it's about. That's beautiful, man. You grinding. Congratulations on everything you've done and everything to come in your future. Blessings to both of you guys. Before we let you go, go ahead and give your social media out, both of you guys, one at a time. Go ahead.
All right. Tobias, all right, you go first. You the man.
I got you, brother. I got you. So definitely want to give a shout-out, man, to the show and definitely being able to come on. If you want to follow me, make sure you do. Instagram is actor_TobiasArmand. That's TobiasArmand. Facebook, of course, Tobias Armand. You can find me on Twitter, all that. Everything is Tobias Armand. So thank you for all the love. Thank you for the time. And definitely keep grinding.
Most definitely. Well, on my case, ATL on Fire, that's ATLONFIYA. That's the website. Also, the Instagram. Everything else is K-Suave for Life. And, you know, again, I got to give a shout-out to all my radio partners, all my TV partners, Bread Magazine, Front Cover. Thank you for giving me the front cover. I love that. Other than that, man, ATL on Fire. That's me all day long.
Oh, man. With that being said, there's only one way for us to end this show, and that's a question for our caller. Do you happen to know this song right here? I don't know if you may know it, you may not. Let's see. I don't know. Is it that one?
Let me see. That song right there. Yes, I do know that song right there. That is one of my singles. It's called City Rock. And everybody, you know, City Rock, K-Swab is the artist name. Just got a distribution deal that is international. I got a limited distribution after, of course, going up and down in the music business. Finally, you know, God's been blessing me. So that's City Rock, yo. I know that song. That's my jam. That's my jam.
Yeah, let's rock out, man. Ain't no line in energy, and we definitely shared a lot of energy here on For the Record Radio. I want to thank the callers, the listeners, definitely, and our supporters, and definitely our special guests. Anyone has any shout-outs before we play that song?
Oh, man, I just want to say thank you again, man, and shout-out to my talent agent, Lisa Morrell. She's a lead agent, agency owner of Salah Talent Modeling Agency in Atlanta, Georgia. Shout-out to Kate Suave. Shout-out to Bread TV. Thank you for the opportunity, and most definitely For the Record Radio, man. Keep doing your thing, man. I'm definitely impressed, and I will be following, advocating what you're doing, brother.
Yes, sir. We locked in. And Suave, you okay, Suave? Who you got to shout out tonight?
Well, shout out first and foremost to God for, you know, allowing him to just do what he does. I'm only a vessel. And again, I feel like, you know, the more people I'm able to help, the better it is for me. Because all these riches on earth ain't nothing compared to the riches in heaven. But shout out to God first. Shout out to my daughter, Skylar. I love you. You know, that's it right there. My brothers, family, you know, supporters. I got a shout out to the haters. you know, I don't know. Everybody gets some. Give it out. You get a check. You get a check. You get a check. Give them all out.
We on our own with shit. We out of here. Everybody get a car.
No doubt. We'll be right back.
I mean, like, fuck it, I'ma just take this shit over them.
Right, you need this?
Of course. Underdog in my town, one night, you be gone.
Yeah.
Used to riches, bad bitches,
hey.
Fake niggas get Armstrong.
Yeah.
3-point, star shooter,
hey.
Hawks with me, no Atlanta. About to cop this new Patty,
yeah.
And my bitch wants that new Birkin. I'm with the stars, dog,
yeah.
Just looking the rage, dog.
Look
off the drip, bitch, slip, that's the kill, call the coroner.
I'm
from the bottom,
hey.
Too many losses.
Yeah.
Now I'm up, fill my cup, grab my nuts, I deserve it.
Two-six.
You know the vibe. When them black trucks pull up, you know the vibe. We outside, nigga. You know the vibe. To make them guys have to slide.
You know the vibe.
You know the vibe.
You know the vibe.
You know the vibe. You know the vibe. You know the pinky lip done shit, well equipped niggas know the vibe I'm on. Stretch 600 bumpin' bad bunny with a bad bunny hoe. I know you want me to rain on you. I'm just tryna see what you and your friends gon' do. Cause I need a model, show me attention. It's going up, double your cup when you all in my section. Cause I got the gang out. What's the mansion?
Nah.
You know we outside, watch how you slide.
Wow.
Niggas ain't dancing,
wow.
Cause you know the vibe. When them black trucks pull up, you know the vibe. We outside, nigga,
outside.
You know the vibe. To make them guys have to slide. You know the vibe.
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 Of course.
You know the vibe. You know the vibe.